British police are beefing up security on public transportation after 7 North African men were arrested in London this past week on suspicion of producing the toxin ricin. Yesterday, prosecutors in London formally charged 4 of the men on terrorism-related offences. Scotland Yard's anti-terrorism unit is calling the arrests the UK's most significant since September 11th. NPR's Guy Raz has the story from London.
Police haven't confirmed the nationality of the 7 men, but all are believed to be of Algerian descent. The 4 charged under Britain's chemical weapons laws were identified as 33-year-old Mustafa Taleb, Boulaoud Fedag, Sidali Fedag, and Samir Fedag. Tomorrow morning, the 4 men will appear in court. A 5th man has been charged with 2 lesser crimes, forgery and counterfeiting. The 6th man, who was originally released, has been rearrested on drug-related offenses. One of the 7 men detained last week was released into the custody of Britain's Immigration Office. Police made the arrests after raiding a North London apartment early last Sunday and finding a small quantity of the poison ricin. Prime Minister Tony Blair was addressing a European Union meeting on Tuesday when the arrests were announced.
This danger is present and real and with us now, and its potential is huge.
The arrests have fueled speculation that the men were planning a small-scale attack on London's Underground Rail network. Officials here say it's only a matter of time before the subway system will be targeted. Police will boost security in and around London's major underground stations, but those measures haven't yet reassured nervous commuters.
I suppose once or twice in the last 2 or 3 months, one has thought that one is at some risk every time one gets on a train or a tube train. But it's not the forefront of one's mind. That will change dramatically the moment something happens, which I suppose it will.
Ricin is derived from the castor bean plant. It's one of the deadliest naturally occurring poisons. 1 milligram can kill a 160-pound adult. The only known use of the poison was in 1978, when the Bulgarian dissident Georgi Markov was killed in London after being jabbed with a ricin-tipped umbrella. According to documents found in Afghanistan last year, Al-Qaeda operatives had been testing the substance. If the 4 men charged in London are convicted, they could face life in prison. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.